Welcome back to another episode of the Drive Back Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host. And if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zen?
Dude, obviously I'm doing great. All right, both our teams won. Patriots and Steelers won. I mean, I know how my team did it. I don't know how your team did it, because I didn't get to watch. I was at the Patriots game, which was awesome. I missed pretty much all the games. I caught some stuff, but I missed most of the games, so I just have summaries. Bradley's going to go a little more in-depth than I am. Obviously, she missed last week. Surprise. We're doing face cams now, so we are officially using face cams on if you're watching on YouTube. If you're not, check it out, all right? It's pretty great, though.
You want to start with our games first?
I mean, we can. I figure we could start with go in order, at least just do the Eagles-Packers first, then do our games.
Yeah, we can do that, yeah.
Just because that was the game that the last one recorded came out on.
Yeah. That was a slot fest, the Eagles and Packers game, wow. From both sides, Love nor Hurts played good at all.
Yeah, I mean, Love had moments.
Love did have moments, but he was just thrown in traffic and just not throwing the ball in the right spot.
His O-line wasn't helping, was he? Hold on. I'm going to pull it up, the stats for
all to see. The O-line wasn't... It was all right. It was all right. If I remember correctly.
So.
Yeah, I think... I don't really remember about their O-line, but yeah, the turf was the big issue in that game.
Yeah.
Never play a game in Brazil ever again, or make the field more safe or something along the lines, because I counted about like 8 slips.
I saw the Saquon slip. I didn't get to watch the full game, unfortunately, as well for that one. I was also not in town.
Zane was busy week one of football.
All week. I was actually at a church event on Friday and then went to stuff. Then went to the game stuff. So
church is worth missing for football.
I felt so.
Completely also, understand.
It looks like there was like 5 QB hits, not including a sack, of which there was 51 on. So yeah, he got hit 6 times, which isn't a lot, but it's still noteworthy.
Yeah, one thing I liked from the Packers, because they had a new defensive coordinator, was their play calling. They played a lot of man in rushed 4, which I really liked. Because it's different from the Packers last year. This is what Packers fans wanted. They wanted more pass rush, and this is what they got. But their corners got beat a handful of times. But you're playing Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, so what do you really expect getting cooked by?
Their corners played great, in my opinion. Overall, like, it might look worse. But they had 2 noteworthy turnovers, which now they could have played better, I guess, if you look at it in the long run scheme of things. If Jordan Love doesn't get hurt, I think, and actually, Jordan Love doesn't get hurt, and Nixon doesn't return that stupid last kick at all, they have a lot better chance of winning.
Actually,
the Packers do win it.
I mean, the Packers hurt themselves, truly. They gave up. They had 2 early turnovers and only got 6 points out of that.
Yeah, which was good on the Eagles, though. The Eagles' defense looked statistically not as bad as it's showing.
Yeah, it looked a lot better. Their defense, Quanon Mitchell, I think is the real deal. He is for sure the real deal. But I think I would... It's the beginning of the season, so... Like, I'm not too worried for both of these teams. Like, I am more worried for the Packers because of Jordan Love's injury, of course.
Yeah, he's missing apparently 3 weeks. Yeah. Which is great news. All things considered, great news.
It looked a lot worse. It looked a lot worse. But golly, they need to get a quarterback free. Ryan Tannehill, I don't care.
Better than Malik Willis? Yes. Anything is better than Malik.
Malik Willis threw two passes and it's over.
He didn't even get the second pass, he got sacked.
He got sacked when there were three men rushing. How do you let that happen? How do you manage to get sacked?
Looking at this, Love really didn't have a good game. 50% completion percentage. The yards are solid. Two touchdowns. Fine.
He was just throwing into pressure and just not putting the ball in the right spot.
Their kicker lost in this game, right?
You said what?
Their kicker lost in the game, didn't they? Technically. Let me see. Where's their kicker?
Not that I remember. I don't think he missed a kick.
He missed a field goal. Okay, that would put him at 32. There's a point missing on this board still.
Oh, there's probably 17 points missing off this board. The Packers should have got. Packers dropped interceptions to Jalen Hurts.
He didn't really look that good either. He actually, in my opinion, he looked worse than Love.
I've never been a big Hurts fan. I don't think Hurts is. Oh, Barkley. Barkley had a game. Barkley
overall had the best game. AJ 100%. Brown had that super long touchdown. He did all the work though.
Yeah.
He had 5 receptions on 10 targets. That's an issue. Smith, however, had 7 receptions on 8 targets. That's a healthy look. He didn't get a touchdown, so it's not as pretty. But I think AJ probably had a little bit cleaner day. These two definitely, of course, their top 10-ish wide receivers in the league, duo-wise. Or they're a top 5 duo. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say top 5.
100%, yeah. But Jaden Reed.
Oh my gosh.
Wide receiver 1. This is what the Packers needed.
I called this.
He did. Zane did call this.
Like, this is the one thing I was like, they have a wide receiver 1 in Reed. I didn't know if he was going to be like I don't know if he's going to be a high end 1, but he's at least a low tier.
Yeah.
He had a long reception of 7 yards. He also rushed for a touchdown. I think it was an end around, right? I didn't get to watch that play.
Yeah, it was. One thing I did not like from the Eagles play calling is a lot of runs from Hurts. A lot of designed run from Hurts, and that's why you brought Barkley in.
Exactly.
You ran
him 13 times. You ran him 11 less times than Barkley, and you still had Gainwell.
You brought in Barkley so Hurts would take a lot less rushes, and you just kept on doing it. And I would like to see Hurts run less.
Barkley was averaging way more anyway. The center was definitely an issue during this game. I don't know if you noticed it.
Yeah.
It's like 3 turnovers in this game.
One was a center snap the ball. Yeah, just
one of them, and they recovered it. Saquon covered it. So, good job, Saquon. I don't know. It's just center was definitely an issue, which I thought it was going to be, but every Eagles person was like, oh no, Jason Kelce picked him out himself. He's going to be fine. No.
Yeah, I think over time, it will get better.
It probably will. I just don't think. I don't know. This was an ugly game. Frankly, these two teams, I still see probably the top side of the. Top side of the NFC, but.
Yeah.
This is just an ugly game. I do blame Brazil for part of this.
Yeah, the turf really messed them up.
Josh Jacobs had a great week. Sorry. Continue.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs. He had. They didn't really rush the ball.
He rushed 16 times for 84 yards. That's 5.3 yards a carry. That's a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't nothing special.
He looked better in the second half from what I heard. Like, he didn't do well in the first half, and they brought him in the second half, and he rushed a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to think of stuff that I've heard or got to see.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Packers' defensive line looked good.
Yeah. Obviously, they had 2 sacks on Hurts. Who is this guy? I'm probably casual for this.
Emmanuel Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, he had a decent, solid day for an RB2. 4 carries, 46 yards, yeah. That's 11 yards a carry. That's, I was just noting.
Yeah, they're thinking about it, their offensive line was pretty good.
Yeah, overall, it sounds like they were fine. It just sounds like weather and everything. Not weather, but just yeah, where they were.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't have any more thoughts on it.
I was curious of the drop rate of guys, you know, like I wanted to see like how many guys dropped a pass.
I could probably find that on NFL Plus, which is the greatest invention since football.
See, unfortunately for me, I have to renew my YouTube TV because my dad forgot. So I still have to do that. I'll get it done probably this week, but still, unfortunate.
Bro.
So I don't have any of it right now. See, like, I don't know. I don't know why they're running with Saquon, or not running with Saquon more and Hurts less. If you're gonna have Hurts, you need to be passing the ball. You need to be, at least dump it off to Saquon. That way. Okay, concern. One concern. Dotson had 1 target. His 1 target, he got picked.
And they traded it for a 3rd round pick, too.
3rd and 7th. Or 3rd and 2/5 or something. It was something really, ridiculous. I don't know. I don't have much more on this team other than sloppy play. It's week 1, though, so, like, I'll give a little bit of pass. So, I mean, that's honestly all I have on these teams. They'll get better as the year goes on.
Yeah.
This game, I'm worried. I didn't get to watch it. I need to let you speak. Please tell me what went on. This is the Steelers and Falcons game for those watching. It was listening.
I'll start off with the Falcons. Uh-huh. I'm concerned. I am really concerned. Their offensive line looked mid. Quarterback play was bad.
Yeah.
Their defense, not really what we expected. It was just a bad game overall from the Falcons.
Yeah.
But
so it's not like it's terrible.
Yeah, our offensive line, golly. But Isaiah Simoli, I think his name is. I think that's how you pronounce it. He was injured, which is our left guard. He's probably our best offensive line out there, and he was injured. But the Steelers' offense looked horrendous. 0 passes in the middle of the field. It kind of reminded me of the Matt Canada offense, which scares me.
See, I'm looking statistically. This doesn't look bad. It just looks like they couldn't finish a drive. Which, actually, points-wise, makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, we were getting down to, like, the 40 or 50. We were never getting down to the red zone. I think we might have gotten in the red zone once or twice in this game.
Yeah.
But it was our defense. Oh my gosh, what a game from TJ Watt. A great game from him. Getting the pressure in. Yeah.
Yeah, he recovered a fumble.
Sorry. He should have gotten another fumble, but they called it a false start.
Unfortunate.
The refs in this game were pretty bad.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah. George. George Pickens, wide receiver one.
By far.
100%.
Solid day.
He had a great game.
That's the only time I've seen him actually have a solid day otherwise.
Yeah. No other wide receiver performed at all.
This looked like an ugly game. I am so
sorry. It was a boring game. It was a real boring game. But Kirk Cousins, I am sweating. Man. He looked like a statue in the pocket.
Injury. Coming back from an injury, first game with the team. Stuff hasn't meshed yet. Let me tell you. I'm sorry. I know you're talking about this team. I have beef right now, okay? I have beef. I had a 9-leg parlay. I even had the Patriots on the parlay winning. The only thing, I had us under 45, like winning under 45 points for that game. The only two things that I needed out of the game were Drake London touchdown. Thought that was like a guarantee with having, with having Kirk Cousins. And what was the other one? There was one other player that I'm like, how on earth did you not score a touchdown? Oh, CeeDee Lamb. I was like, how on earth did these two lot do not score a touchdown? I don't know. It's fine. Whatever. I'm like, I'm done betting for the, like, I saw that. I'm like, I'm not going to bet on the rest of these games. I don't care.
I mean, the Steelers' defense corners looked good in this game. Elliott looked good. But Kirk Cousins truly sold this game. It was bad.
I mean, when you throw two picks, that's going to be the case. I mean, Deontay Jackson and Elliott really did have a good game. Wow.
Elliott did have a good game. He was...
Okay, I will say, Fields actually didn't look horrible. Like, he did what he had to. No, he did what he had to. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
He did. There was a lot of designed quarterback runs, which I liked.
40 yards of carry. That's great, actually, for a quarterback. All things considered, Fields put up 200 yards for your team. I'm not upset with him.
But like, our offense just couldn't finish drives.
Yeah, the sacks didn't help, I'm sure. I mean, Fields went 17 for 23. He missed six passes.
I mean, Fields just had the same problem he had in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was holding on to the ball too long. Creating pressure.
They'll need another wide receiver to step up, though.
100%.
Like, that will be... make or break for the Steelers team. Right now, by the way, for the playoffs, the Steelers are projected to play the Patriots. So, a little fun.
Bro, that's crazy.
Patriots are gone, not the Steelers.
Oh, wow. But the play calling was too conservative for the Steelers. It was way too conservative.
Just based on what I'm seeing from both these teams, it looked conservative.
Which I expected.
Yeah, it's an ugly week one. I mean, this year overall, I'm not sugarcoating, it was an ugly week one for everybody. What I'm seeing and what I've gotten to see. Obviously, like, look at, if those watching on YouTube, if you're not, check it out. Like, you can literally just look at the scoring. Falcons didn't score after half.
We only allowed 54 yards after half.
That's insane. Great by your defense, great by your play callers. Really bad for the Falcons play calling. So thank goodness the Patriots didn't bring in their play caller. But y'all literally field goal.
Chris Boswell hit three from 50 plus.
David actually had him in fantasy. He probably had like 20 points this week.
Oh, he did. He had like 24. I looked.
He had more than quarterbacks.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I looked at my kicker in a tight end plus league. He had more than Travis Kelce.
But yeah, big takeaways from this game. Defense looked great.
Both teams
really concerned for the offense.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, I'm really concerned about. Kyle Pitts is back.
Not really.
Oh, he's so back. Don't.
Okay, he caught all those targets. I'll let you have it.
He had one easy touchdown.
He should be traded to the Patriots immediately. Wait a minute. I'll get to my team in a minute.
The Falcons need more help.
They do. They need wide receiver too.
Yeah.
Which I mean, Kyle Pitts did fine. Drake London didn't step up, but he also
former revenge game for Ray McLeod, by the way.
Wait, was it actually?
Yeah.
Was it seriously? Did he cook? Oh, that's so sad. I'm sorry. That is sad.
I mean, we won. We got the win.
That's how I'm feeling. It was an ugly win.
Joe Burrow's cooked. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's good. Look at this. Okay.
Joe Burrow's cooked.
Time out. I need to defend the other team for a minute. Okay. He had two touchdowns taken back because his tight ends can't hold on to a football. That statement, if said in different context, sounds horrible. But yes, okay, you gotta look at this. Joe Burrow was the second in rushing for his team. That's horrible. There was fumbles all over the place. Joe Burrow had one fumble. He recovered it. Okay? The line wasn't good at all. Henderson was running into the end zone. He was an inch from the end zone. He was an inch from winning this team the game and fumbles. Charlie Jones fumbles on a punt return. It was really bad for this team. We had three sacks. Keon White showed why we don't need Judon, I guess. He actually went off, and then he had two tackles for loss as well. So he had 4.5, which is insane. He actually got drug tested today. I don't know if you saw that.
Of course he did.
Yeah, like he went off, and they just did it. I'm like, wow, crazy. No interceptions, so clean on that side. Clean pretty much otherwise outside of Charlie Jones' fumble.
How did Jacob Brissett play?
I'll get to him in a second.
Okay.
Stevenson had a fumble. He was down, and they ruled it a fumble. It was really dumb. Like, I was actually upset they did that because it killed a fantasy point for me, and that lost me a league. It's fine. Shouldn't come down to a point anyway. This looks gross, but I'm getting to it. Okay. I'll get back to Burrow, like his stuff. Brissett looked bad. I'm not sugarcoating at all. Brissett did not look good, but it wasn't entirely his fault. He was looking at his first read, his second read, and he either ran or he threw it immediately. Okay? He didn't have much, but he also wasn't great. Like, the O-line played okay. If I had to say for us, they played okay. Obviously, allowed one sack for 1 yard. Like, that's not a big deal. They were great in the run game, as you can see with Stevenson. He is an RB1. I've said it for a while. I've preached it for a while. He looked great. Honestly, all our running backs did. Gibson somehow looked worse than Brissett, which is sad. Look at this. Look, Bradley, look at his stats.
1. 21.
15.
For 15 for 24. Oh, that's yeah. Good.
He missed. Jalen Polk had a deep ball touchdown. Easy. All he had to do was toss it his direction. He was 3 or 4 yards from the defender. All he did was toss it. He tosses it to Tyquan, overthrows him, incomplete pass.
But you can't put Drake May in too early.
No, you can't. And, like, I'm not upset. I'm really not upset about this game, like, in any regard. We did what we had to do. We won the game. That's what
Thank you.
It's going to be a low-scoring game.
Thank you.
You're the only team that won your division.
I know.
As for Joe Burrow, okay. Joe was not the reason points were left off the board. What is that stupid stat? If the no turnover thing happened, the Bengals are up probably 24-10 on the Patriots. 24-9 on the Patriots. Because we scored a field goal. So it would be 24-13 would have been the final score had the Bengals not turned anything over. Obviously, Burrow had an okay day, but he was missing his wide receivers. The Patriots defense just ate him up on the runs and pass. It just wasn't a good day. I mean, Patriots defense, I still think we're top five, but
y'all's offensive line didn't look good at all, did it?
It didn't.
The Patriots.
It looked okay. Like, Brissett made plays, but it looked okay.
Because I'm looking at the stats, 47% QB pressure.
Yeah. Our quarterback got hit 7 times. That's not okay.
Yeah.
We hit their QB 4 times, not including sacks. So, yeah. Dax Hill had their 1 sack. It was kind of a nice little play, I won't lie. Gonzalez locked down Ja'Marr Chase. This is not telling what actually happened. Ja'Marr Chase allowed 3 receptions for 14 yards. The others were in zone coverage. That was not Gonzalez's fault. One of Ja'Marr Chase's, his longest reception on Gonzalez was actually a pick play. So he got picked off and then still came back and didn't allow over 10 yards. So Gonzalez is insane. That's all I really have left. It was just a great game for the Patriots. Yeah. Like, defensively, looked amazing.
I mean, Bengals haven't won in week one in, like, 3 years, too, so.
No, that's a coaching issue.
Zach Taylor's just not the answer. No, we've known this.
You're going to go after any coach in the league, like, that you want fired besides the Eagles guy, you go after this guy. Because this guy, he's an idiot.
Yeah, I've been saying Zach Taylor. Even whenever they went to the Super Bowl, I thought, overreaction. Like, their defense was great.
Their defense, they didn't look bad in this game either. I will say their defense actually overall was not bad. I mean, yeah. They're playing Jacoby Brissett, but still, they didn't look bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried for the Bengals.
We only had 291 yards total. So.
Yeah.
We held them to 224 yards. Or no, 234 yards total with only 70 rushing. Their run game was an issue. Yeah, that's kind of my final thoughts. Bengals get the run game up. They'll be fine. Move on to the next game.
Oh, gosh. This game is painful.
Really? Painful?
Yeah, because the Cardinals lost.
Yeah, well, I didn't pick the Cardinals. I picked the Bills.
I picked the Cardinals. I had them winning 10 games this year.
I did. Yeah, I know. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
they actually didn't look bad in this game, though. All things considered.
They did not.
I'm trying to think what I got to see from this game. Do you want to start? Sorry, I'm going to start.
Yeah. Kyler Murray, he's back. The stat line doesn't look great. But they were trying to feed it to James Conner early in this game. And he did get some rushes. He did get some big rushes. But Marvin Harrison disappeared. Mm-hmm. He was open. Kyler Murray just missed him.
See, that's not really him disappearing. That's just Kyler not seeing him, which happens. I mean,
In Kyler Murray eyes, Marvin Harris, I was trying to think of a short joke, honestly.
Actually, he probably just didn't see him over his tall lineman.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really catch this game as much as I would like, but Josh Allen. Dog, like an absolute unit.
Yeah, he had 4 touchdowns on the day for Josh Allen. Good day to Josh Allen. Yeah. Keon Coleman, look at that. Solid day for a rookie.
Yeah, the Cardinals were up at halftime, too, and I was like, okay, Cardinals just got to keep this locked, and then Josh Allen put his foot on the pedal and just went for it.
Cardinals had the game-winning touchdown, like you said, if you saw Marvin.
Yeah.
Kyler had 1 turnover. Allen had none.
This is going to be a better game, or a better season for the Cardinals.
I think both teams, like, they are gonna look. I have the Bills at 9-8. I still think that's entirely possible. I'm not gonna.
I don't think the Bills are a playoff team, though.
They played the Cardinals week one. Okay, it's the Cardinals. Yeah. I'm not overreacting to the Cardinals yet. I still think they are gonna be a solid team. I still probably am assuming about 7-ish wins. I had them at 6. It's gonna be in that range, 6, 7, 8 wins. They're not gonna be a playoff team.
The thing I didn't like about the play calling on the offensive side of the ball for the Cardinals, there was no slants or in routes for Marvin Harrison.
It was very vertical on his routes. I think he had none, actually, in the game. Michael Wilson and Marvin Harrison should be your top two wide receivers for this roster. It should not be Greg Dortch.
And they just...
Or Elijah Higgins.
It looked like they didn't know how to use Marvin Harrison. Like, all you got to do is watch him in Ohio State.
Yeah.
Try to hit him with some drag routes, in routes, slants.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's how Marvin Harrison will perform.
So many times where if he'd have done a curl.
Oh, 100%. And they just...
I watched a lot of his, like, just his routes, and I was like, man, that's easy catch if they just do something a little different.
Yeah.
QB just... Not QB. Play calling was definitely an issue, like you said.
Yeah.
Frankly, it was a great game. I kind of blame coaching for this loss. It was... Bills... Allen looked great, but coaching lost the Cardinals this game.
100%, yeah.
I'm trying to think of what's next. What game? Oh, we'll go to this.
Vikings, Giants. Oh, my God. Gosh.
Aged like milk, okay? This was really bad on my part. I own up to that. I didn't think that the Giants' defense would look this bad, and Daniel Jones would look this bad, and Sam Darnold would look like prime, I don't know. Think of a good QB.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, sure.
Prime Tom Brady right there.
Prime Brock Purdy. No, I'm kidding. He's not a good quarterback.
That's the top 25 quarterback all the time. I'm here.
High five. Just kidding. It's not a good quarterback. You just completely didn't acknowledge.
Oh, wait.
Man. Okay, hold on. I'm going to start. I didn't get to watch. Did you get to watch this ugly show?
I saw parts of it because I had Red Zone running.
Yeah.
And Darnold was hitting his passes.
Daniel Jones was, too, to the other team.
Yeah, to the other team. Yeah, it was awful.
Look at Van Ginkle. Like, just right to his chest. Hit him right in the chest.
It was just an awful performance from the... Like, Daniel Jones is a criminal.
Yeah, no, he's playing week two. My take with them going 3-14 feels very nice.
Yeah, and their defensive line, what we talked about, was, like, going to be the... Big.
But they look. Oh.
Big thing for the Giants.
Yeah.
And they just were not getting to Sam Darnold.
Yeah, they look like. Well, also, I will say the Vikings' offensive line's actually good. But, stay with me. They had like 7 pressure to hit totals. Meanwhile,
yeah, they just weren't finished.
The Vikings, who, by the way, Brian freaking Flores.
Brian Flores.
He's a genius. If he is not a head coach next year, I riot. Van Ginkle, this man right here, is a menace.
Okay, my.
Was a menace during this game.
Brian Flores,
yeah.
This team reminds me of last year's Colts. Sleeper, backup quarterback.
Not ridiculous, honestly.
He is so good. Brian Flores' play calling is incredible. He is a genius. I've been saying this for months, even years now, that Brian Flores should be a head coach somewhere. And he's proven it. To be fair, it's against the Giants.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Giants' O-line was a concern. QB was a concern. that's really where I see issues with the Giants right now. Obviously, running back, you shouldn't have let Saquon go, you bums.
I think it was okay. They should have traded him at least.
No, they should
have. To get pieces.
Not paid Jones.
Barkley, I don't think Barkley would have made this team much better.
You wouldn't have made this team better, but you also wouldn't have paid Daniel Jones. And you would
have
drafted a QB sooner. And you probably would have drafted a QB this year instead, and probably drafted Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy, and you would have been just fine.
I don't know. I don't know if the...
Imagine if Saquon with... Like, if Saquon was here, I mean, you probably wouldn't have had neighbors, which would suck. Didn't think about that aspect. They would have drafted a quarterback a lot sooner. That's just how I see it right now.
Yeah.
Darnold obviously had a solid game, too.
I gotta see Darnold against a real team.
I do, too. Jones got sacked 5 times. Again, offensive line, huge issue. QB, huge issue. If I'm them, I'm trying to find a QB in free agency to replace him by week 5.
By week Jones, 2.
Yeah, by week 2. By week 3, apparently, starting this week still, anyway. Aaron Jones, good week for your first start there. Obviously, had a touchdown, basically 100 yards. The wide receiver is nothing special out of Jefferson or Addison.
Jefferson had a really good catch in that game.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, Jefferson's still Jefferson.
He had a Jefferson play. Okay, that's
good. Yeah.
No.
But, yeah.
O-line.
Great play calling by the Vikings.
Oh,
by...
great play calling. What won and lost these teams the game was play calling for the Vikings was phenomenal, and what lost the Giants this game was O-line and Daniel Jones.
And everything, yeah.
You're the problem.
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is bad. Okay, this is really bad. I was on my knees like Will Levis. Pause.
I'm concerned. I am concerned for Will Levis. He looked bad in this game.
In the second half, he looked rattled. He looked like he got rattled. That's what I thought happened.
It was just a classic guy Titans game. Titans hurting themselves.
Yeah.
They tend to do that.
The wide receivers, obviously, Hopkins was on a snap count, which isn't good. Levis had 3 turnovers. Again, not good. The Titans defense had a good game. I mean, they had 8 tackles for loss. And 5 QB hits, which both teams had tackles for loss. Obviously, Bears had more. Hold on, I'm trying to read it, sorry.
What changed the game for them was special teams and defense for the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
I think total offense, the Bears had 150 yards, I think.
Oh, total
offense? Something. Yes, total offense.
177.
Offense didn't really perform. Caleb Williams looked like a rookie.
Yeah. Levis, if he fixes his stupid turnovers, they win that game pretty easily. Actually, I think it's probably 24-10.
Will Levis was still throwing into too much pressure.
His pick six was a really dumb throw. He realizes that, and if he comes back and fixes it, great. But Caleb Williams looked awful, and that is not talked about.
He just looks like a rookie. Like
all the rookie QBs looked like a rookie this week, so I gotta give it him that. But not even a 50% completion percentage, I'm concerned.
But the Bears play calling wasn't trying to warm up Caleb, though.
Well, their offensive coordinator sucks.
Wow. Yeah. Bears coaching is a problem. No surprise there.
Well, you know, it was the Seahawks guy last year, and the Seahawks wide receivers hated him. So. Hope Roman Wilson. No, Roman Wilson. Romo Dunze is okay. Apparently he had a knee injury.
Hope Roman Wilson's okay, too.
No, he didn't play for y'all. Shame on him.
Tony Pollard. I thought we were going to see a lot of Tajay Spears and Tony Pollard shared.
I think it'll start merging. obviously, average-wise, Spears was better, but Pollard had more carries. Levis on the ground didn't look terrible.
Pollard looked really good in this game.
Oh, he did, I'm sure.
Hitting the right gaps. The offensive line was opening for...
They looked good in the run. They didn't look
yes, like 100%.
Levis definitely... He got hit 8 times, okay? Your QB getting hit 8 times is going to rattle him. He's going to start missing out. It is going to happen. It is quite normal.
Will Levis just held onto the ball?
It's an issue in the league right now. People are holding on the ball too long. Which, if they come back next week... Oh, they play the Jets next week, don't they?
I think so. I actually have no idea.
Pulling it up.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they do play the Jets next. Oh, they're at home. They're at home. Okay, that is great news.
Tickets as low as $48? Hold up.
No, I can't go. That's tempting. I'm not going to lie. But...
Dude,
okay, hold up. Time out. I know we've looked at this before. Their first 4 games are discussed. They're going to lose the first 4 weeks. And then everybody's going to call for Levis's head. And I'm not going to be okay with that. It's like, come on, guys. They're playing tough teams. I mean, this Jets team might actually not be that great. But... Which is
yeah.
really bad for us.
Yeah, I'll have to sit down and watch this game again.
Did the Bears seriously have a special teams touchdown? And then where did their touchdowns come from?
It was a blocked punt, and then a interception, and a another. No. I think it was 2 special teams.
It should be 3 because I'm not seeing a touchdown from anybody.
Yeah, Will Levis touchdown or interception, special teams. I don't know. I didn't really catch this game as much.
I mean, obviously, Will had issues in this game. He's got to work on his reads. He looked like rookie Josh Allen, honestly. Like, that's what I think of when I watched him, what I got to watch of him. He looked like rookie Josh Allen.
I would be worried. I'd be concerned.
I would be worried as a Titans fan. Obviously, your roster's still got issues, though. I think once everybody's healthy, it might be a little better. You got to teach him how to play.
Oh, golly. The reason I'm laughing is because we're moving on to the Panthers and Saints.
Oh, just long and fast. Poor Bryce.
Derek Carr. We were wrong. I'm sorry, Derek Carr.
I love Derek Carr, so I'm so glad I'm wrong.
I am too. I am so happy I'm wrong.
I wanted to be wrong.
But it's against the Panthers, and the Panthers' defense... They might go 0-17.
Oh, they probably will now. Derek Brown's out for the year.
But Derek Brown.
Yeah. He's your best defensive player.
But their rush defense last year was the worst with Derek Brown.
True.
So
he's their only good player.
He is. Yes.
Burns, but still, Burns is gone. And so, like, you lose half your pass rush, everybody's just going to focus Derek Brown now, and it's easy.
And Bryce Young did not look the same in...
I have thoughts. Okay. O-line was an issue for one.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
4 sacks is ridiculous. Some of it... 2 of them were Bryce, I will say. 2 of them were Bryce. Okay? But he got hit, like, 6 times. Wide receivers not catching the dang football? Johnson, I'm so glad. Y'all getting rid of him was a smart choice. 6 targets, 2 catches. I'm sure 1 or 2 of these was on Bryce, right?
I'm glad.
But come on. What are you genuinely doing? Leggett, this is positive, like a positive note. 7 targets, 4 catches, 35 yards. Week 1, that's actually like a plus, in my opinion. Jonathan Mingo, gotta catch a few more passes, but this is positive. And Thielen is Thielen. Like, I'm not upset here. I'm just trying to figure out where the passes, like, where things went wrong. Obviously, with Sanders, those were dump-off passes, probably to his feet.
Their defense.
Yeah, the defense. the Saints defense actually looked great.
It did. But I'm taking the Saints team with a grain of salt because...
I'm also taking the Panthers team with a grain of salt, too, though. It's week one.
I don't know.
I'm giving it... At least this is how I am. I'm going to give them a week. Not a week. I'm going to give them, like, 2 weeks. Maybe three. And then I will start saying stuff is wrong. Because four sacks is going to rattle your QB. Everything's going to start messing up. He threw two picks. No touchdowns. Your only touchdown was... Actually, he had a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. Which, you have no run game. You have bad wide receivers. Your O-line sucks. And your QB's pocket presence is kind of lacking on top of that. I will say that was his big issue. You're going to have a lot of problems with this team.
So, yeah, I don't know if any young...
Pocket presence is terrible. Like, did you notice that? All of the Bama QBs have pocket presence issues.
Because their offensive line is always so good.
They don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm giving Bryce a week. Or, like, I'm giving him, like, three-ish weeks. Because I think he can turn it around. Eventually.
I just don't know if any young quarterback could be good in this system.
I don't think any QB is going to be good in this system.
Yeah.
Maybe in a couple weeks, Young will start looking different, which I really do hope happens, because I want him to succeed. Yeah. Mingum actually had a solid game. Goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of, but, yeah. Carr looked great.
He did.
And he got, like, great, 400 yards, but, yeah. Panthers just got dominated. That's really my last thoughts on this game.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah. And obviously just terrible on all sides for Panthers. Yeah. Okay, we're moving on Dolphins, to the next team, which is the Dolphins and Jaguars. What do you got?
Wide receiver drops for the Jaguars is still a concern. Kirk dropped a handful of passes. Travis Etienne did not get the ball running at all.
Yeah, I just saw Bigsby. Oof. Concerning.
Yeah.
I think it was probably just how things ended up working out. People are going to overreact.
Yeah, this was just like a classic Dolphins poor performance.
Which A-Chain didn't even look that good on the ground either.
They didn't even try to run the ball.
Yeah, it didn't look like they really did either. They had 25. Actually, no, I mean, they kind of did. It just looked like everything was better in pass for both of these teams.
Yeah. Brian Thomas.
I was going to say.
Good Brian week. Thomas.
Great week.
Had him, so. The game, yeah.
Christian Kirk got to step it up. ETN, I'm not mad at you right now. Like, it's week one, whatever.
But yeah, after the first half, the Jaguars just gave up. Didn't give up, but did, yeah.
That sounds like a half touch, like, issue. You could have won this game kind of easily.
They were up 17-7, yeah. So.
O-line issues for the Jaguars, I'm genuinely not surprised.
Also,
or
Tua, classic Tua game.
What, easy deep ball touchdowns to Tyreek?
Yeah, deep ball, underthrown.
It actually wasn't an underthrown.
Overthrown.
Yeah, right now.
No, there were some overthrows and underthrows.
Okay. Well, his touchdown pass, you can see it on the right. He's out of bounds. He was out of bounds.
But yeah, I think that the Dolphins are going to have the same year they had last year. Beat up on bad teams, lose against the big teams. Just...
Well, the O-line sucks. So, I mean, you're going to lose when your O-line sucks.
Yeah, and Tua under pressure is just not good.
Hold on, let me look at it. 3 sacks, 8 tackles for loss total. 4 QB hits otherwise. That's concerning. Can't let that happen. I will say, actually, Trevon Walker actually looked like the number one overall pick.
He did. He did. He had. He was going through the Dolphins' defensive line.
Which is really good. Like, that's great news for the Jaguars. T-Law didn't look great either, but I'm blaming partial offensive line. And wasn't
and drops.
Drops, right?
Yeah. Yes, there were he drops.
He actually didn't look bad either. Gabriel Brian Thomas looked great. Kirk wasn't good. Ingram looked like Giants Ingram. Washington, he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got Ingram and Kirk, I guess. That's six passes right there between the two of them that just got dropped. Not probably six, but probably like three.
Yeah.
For sure. So, honestly, Jaguars got to know how to finish a football game. Got to catch passes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, these teams, if they want to make it to the playoffs, they really kind of just got to fix the offensive line issues. Obviously, both teams allowed three sacks. You don't want that every week for your quarterback, or they'll end up like Tua did in 22.
I don't think the Jaguars are in the race for the AFC South. These two teams, the Colts and Texans. Colts fans?
Hold on. Time out. What do you mean Anthony Richardson fans rejoice? You said that. Was that before?
We're looking at the stat line, correct? Yes.
Yeah, we are. That looks disgusting.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. Because of the inconsistent accuracy, but I'm not concerned. Anthony Richardson looked good. His pocket awareness was great. Right. His EPA per dropback was plus .13, which was ninth in the league. So more positive plays than negatives. He still needs to work on accuracy. But this Colts team is going to rely on those big plays. If they can't hit on those big plays, then they're not going to win football games. But I think Richardson had an all right performance. I can't complain.
Three touchdowns, interception. Below 50% completion percentage is concerning. He looked like a Madden QB. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
He looked like a Madden QB.
Did you?
It was a bad thing.
Did you see that one throw by Richardson at the beginning of the game?
The Pierce?
Yeah, to Pierce. I think it was to Pierce.
That was a dot. I got to give credit. That was a dime.
One of the greatest throws I've ever seen in my life.
It's definitely an insane throw. However, the accuracy issues. I'm looking right now. 4 missed throws to Mitchell. 4 missed throws to Pittman. These are supposed to be your top two wide receivers, not Alex Pierce and Dullen.
Alex Pierce split through that coverage. Oh, incredible.
Everybody dropped him in fantasy dynasty wise because everybody was done with him, and then now he just does this. Like, what a weirdo.
Yeah, I think Richardson just inconsistent accuracy. That was my big takeaway.
Fair. I mean, that's a fair point. Like, if he fixes the accuracy issue, if he gets better as the year goes on, they are fine. And I will take back what I say.
He
has the arm talent. He has the rushing talent. But the mentals aren't there. And that's where I draw a line. The mentals are the most important part of football. When you can't complete a 5-yard pass or a 10-yard pass, there's an issue.
He can He had some great dropback short passes. The Colts rush defense I'm concerned about because it looked like
Mixon just got ran through it. I mean, come on.
Yeah. The Texans are the real deal. They're
Yeah, I mean, I had them winning this game, but Stroud looked good. Mixon looked amazing. Honestly, Bengals should have gotten rid of him.
Yeah.
Nico's wide receiver one. I think low-key Diggs is wide receiver two, despite what this says. He got more targets than Dell did. He was just reliable for this team.
Nico Collins on that third down play. Oh, wow.
What, the deep ball? The deep ball
Yeah.
catch? Yeah.
No, on the sideline? Are you talking about that play?
No, I'm talking about the one in the middle.
Oh. That was a good play.
Yeah. I didn't get to watch it, unfortunately.
I'm pretty sure it was Nico. I'm pretty
It
sure it was
probably
either
was.
Nico or Dell. But he caught the ball on the sideline,
Yeah.
got his one knee down, had to turn his body. It was just you'll have to see watch that play.
I'll have to look at it later. Well, frankly, I want to start being able to. If we can actually find out how we can look at film on here, that'd be awesome. So we can do that too.
Yeah.
Obviously, the one interception. I didn't get to watch it. Was it like completely Richardson?
I'm trying to think back because I literally watched all of
Okay.
Richardson's throw.
Hold on. I guess he did complete over 50% of his passes. If you conclude or if you include passes to the other team, I guess he was over 50%. All right, my bad.
No, don't
Somebody
do
might
this.
say it, so just wanted to say it myself.
I think the Colts could win this division.
They have a shot, but I think Texans are gonna run away.
Yeah,
JT didn't look like JT, but I don't
he
blame him.
did,
By JT, I do not mean Justin Timberlake. I do mean Jonathan Taylor.
but
Some people gotta clarify, all right?
this was a great game.
It actually kind of was. Like, I got to watch very little, but it was a great game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look. I'm like, what game did I get wrong so far?
It's not his fault.
No. The two games I got wrong were my team. Okay, three. So my team, Giants, and Pittsburgh. Yeah, so
Yeah.
okay.
J.K. Dobbins is so back.
He's so back. All right.
The
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh running scheme. Thank
What?
you, Jim Harbaugh. I'm an honorary Chargers fan on this podcast.
Interesting second team, but I respect it. Ladd McConkey, good day.
High motor guy, dude. Such a high motor guy out there.
He kind of was, though. Inside slot receiver for touchdown. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Broke a tackle for the touchdown, I think. Herbert didn't have a bad day, didn't have a good day. Honestly, it was just a gross.
It was rush heavy for the.
It was rush heavy for everybody. It just was a gross day for quarterbacks.
Gardner Minshew
Hey,
was just so bad.
he really, like, it was partially his fault, but this. Kind of watch this. Oh, okay, the
I
fumble.
remember watching that play.
I'm
It
watching the
was.
fumble on the side right now if you're on YouTube. Yeah, that's his fault. At first, I thought it wasn't. No, he just completely just whack. Like,
He's trying to tuck it in, and then, yeah, I remember watching that play, and I was like,
I
what is
feel
happening?
bad for him on that. Let's see, four sacks for the O-line was terrible. Minshew
Yeah.
statistically wasn't bad, but the O-line was terrible. Threw a pick, obviously had two turnovers. Zamir White didn't look great. Alexander Mattison.
What I thought was interesting, the Raiders were going a lot of 13 personnel.
Yeah.
With three tight ends out there.
Well, when you have Brock and Michael Mayer, I mean, you have three
Yeah.
tight ends.
Which I thought was exciting to watch.
Yeah. Brock had a good day.
Yeah, Brock, yeah, he had a good game.
Myers had a solid day where it looked like he caught everything that he needed. Got 61 yards. Adams had a good day. Alexander Mattison, I guess, was good in pass, but wasn't good in run, which is concerning for the Zamir White people who wanted him for pass stuff. Three turnovers, so this Raiders team really lost in this game.
The Chargers defense looked good.
They did. They really
did. It did. Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Still is so good.
Yes. He had a sack and a half plus the fumble.
And Joey Bosa too, like that duo is still here to wreck offensive lines.
I need to shout somebody out because he's not on the stat sheet. Joe Alt against Max
Crosby. Joe Alt. Allowed, yes.
I think no pressures or sack or anything. Okay.
And Joe Alt rushing.
Yeah.
What is that called?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Pass block or run block?
Rush block, yeah. Rush blocking was great.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the QB stuff right now. Frankly, it was just an ugly passing day for everybody. It just looked very conservative for week one, which maybe that was the norm this year.
It was Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh play calling. This is such a win for Jim Harbaugh.
Which proves my point with a different QB that was just drafted, actually. Oops.
Yikes. You're trembling right now.
Chargers team the game was just
Do you know why you're trembling?
I'm not trembling. I just don't want to talk about my next take. It's gross.
Geno Smith.
That was not good. What won the team for the Chargers this game was being conservative. What lost this Raiders team the game was not being disciplined.
It happened,
Thoughts?
The Raiders have no stars. They don't have a good quarterback. They don't have a good running back.
They have good. They have good tight ends and good
wide receivers. Yeah, yeah.
They don't.
They just don't know how to use them.
No, they don't have an O-line. Frankly, this team will not succeed until they fix the. They patch up the O-line and they patch up the QB. I don't know why you went into the year going, yeah, Gardner Minshew. That's right.
Bo Nix.
He didn't look as bad as the stat sheet says.
Oh, ugly.
It was ugly, but I thought only one of his interceptions was actually ugly. Like, the one to triple coverage, I'm like, you're not in college. And I think the rookies, from like what I looked at, all of them played like they were in college today.
They did. They all tried to do what they were doing in college. Jaden Daniels probably had the best rookie performance.
Yeah, but it was because he
quarterback wise
touchdown. Let's see. I'm looking at stuff. Bo Nix, they had him just doing dump offs, but they didn't do it correctly. It just wasn't a good day. Obviously, Bo Nix was their best rusher. That's not okay. Bo Nix should not be your best rusher, whatsoever. So his like him on the ground looked like he did in college, but in passing didn't look good. But he's playing a Will McDonald defense. I do not blame him.
This defense looked good. I can't complain from the Broncos.
I think both defenses actually looked good.
Yeah.
I mean, Broncos defense had 4 points.
So. Yeah, that was weird. That was weird.
That was very weird.
The Seahawks kept on starting within like the 10-yard line in the first half, and I was like... Yeah. What is happening?
Kenneth Walker had a great day.
Kenneth Walker
really had that great of a day overall.
Geno played good enough.
He played like a vet. He played like a vet. He didn't play good, like what I would say would be good, but he played like a vet should in this game.
Yeah.
If Bo Nix played half decent, like this second one of these interceptions doesn't happen, they win the game. Like quite easily. Like Bo Nix's mistakes lost them the game, but I don't really blame him.
No.
So bad.
Yeah, he's a rookie, so.
Yeah, I'm being patient with these rookies. Especially because I think they all played like they did in college, which is a coaching issue. And obviously, your run game shouldn't rely on your QB. Josh Reynolds was your wide receiver one. That's No, it was Sutton, and there was just a lot of missed passes. 8 missed passes between the two of them. That's very noteworthy. Let's see. Yeah, honestly, that's it. Mims was not... Oops. Mims was non-existent. Marvin Mims, 1 target all game. That's concerning.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will admit, I was wrong with the Broncos game. I convinced you into picking them, and we were wrong. Because I said they should win.
Because I was too high on his preseason performance.
Yes, that was definitely part of my issue. But it was a 1-score game. So, like, come on. It's not that bad.
Yeah. Moving on to Tom Brady's...
I didn't get to watch it at all. I was so upset.
Oh, Tom Brady sounded so uncomfortable.
Oh, it was his first week.
It was. I'm giving Tom Brady some time to
like the rookies. To cook.
Yeah, he's a rookie. He's a rookie commentator. But wow,
I didn't watch this game. I'm just looking.
Oh, I did. Deshaun Watson is so bad.
Oh yeah,
50% of their plays were 0 or worse. Or was like...
6 sacks is really bad.
It was awful. Deshaun Watson... I actually don't feel sorry for the Browns at all. Because Deshaun Watson, awful. They did not let the defense get any rest on the sideline either. So
I don't even think the Browns actually were that bad as a defense today.
It really wasn't.
2 days ago. Like, just looking at it.
Dak Prescott is... Regular season Dak Prescott is so good. It's not even funny.
But it wasn't great during this game.
It was a classic Dak Prescott game. Some questionable throws, and then just some absolute beauty throws.
Yeah. This Browns team needs Chubb back. Hopefully.
They need a quarterback.
Be okay. Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, if I was Kevin Stefanski, I'm already thinking about Jameis Winston.
I am too. I'm thinking about any of your 4 QBs on roster right now.
Put in Jameis Winston. But like, as a coach, it's hard to bench a guy you're paying so much money.
Yeah. Which, in a way, it'd be doing them a favor if you got hurt again. They'd be fully okay with cutting him.
Yeah. Which,
that is by far the worst trade of all time. Amari Cooper had 9 targets and 2 catches. That's absurd.
Terrible throws by
Deshaun. Oh, sure. That makes me so mad as a fantasy owner. So the Browns just, like I said, people, for the Browns fans that I know are probably listening because you hated on me on TikTok, Deshaun Watson is going to lose you freaking football games.
And without they Browns, were... The, worst. The Browns looked like the worst AFC North team.
Yes, and I picked them to win because I'm like, oh, their defense is going to win in this game. No. Still allowed 33 points. I guaranteed one of those was special teams, and Deshaun Watson gifted them 2-3, actually, I think, 3 better field positions.
Yeah.
Jerome Ford looked good.
But Deshaun Watson did say he came out and he apparently lost his dad earlier this week and his brother.
I'm not going to say what I want to say.
So I bet his mind wasn't fully on football.
I'm going to say it. Womp womp. That's where I stand.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
People have said it for worse, and that's where I stand with Deshaun Watson after all he's done. So womp womp, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily defending Deshaun, because what about those other games?
Yeah,
yeah. Deshaun Watson's just not your answer.
If it's really that bad, don't play.
Yeah.
You've made enough.
I'm missing a check. But.
Dallas, yeah. I just had a solid. No, like, it wasn't like a good game. It was solid. Okay. QB1 was this game. In my opinion this week, QB1 was Baker Mayfield this week.
100%. Baker looks so good.
He looked. Okay, he literally cooked. Wow, Bucky Irving. What in the world? I guess we were wrong.
Bucky Irving. Dude, they were handing the ball off to Bucky Irving towards the end of the game and just letting him cook.
Was it just garbage time crap?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then never mind. I'm disregarding.
It was probably
garbage time stuff. How that works. Oh, okay. White, though, in the passing game. Come on. 6 receptions for 75 yards. He had 100 yards total.
Yeah.
He caught all 6 of his passes. So he had, yeah, like, that's disgusting.
Let me.
Jaden Daniels had a great rushing day. Okay.
Oh, Jaden Daniels, like, there were a lot of designed.
He was, yeah. He was definitely the best rookie QB from today. Not today. I keep saying today. From Sunday. Receiving work. The fact that Austin Eckler was your number one wide receiver is gross. Terry McLaurin should not be this low. I'm a little concerned. I thought he'd be throwing a lot further. Jaden Daniels has a fumbling issue, which I figured coming in.
The thing with... Back to Baker, though.
Yeah.
There were a lot of, like, a short pass plays. Mm-hmm. So, they were getting the ball out quick.
Being efficient with the football.
They were being efficient. Very efficient with the football.
I'm not complaining at all with that. That's good.
And he did hit some deep balls, too. So.
Yeah. Jalen McMillan. He didn't do much, but it's worth noting he caught a touchdown in his first game. Obviously, just one catch for 32 yards. And a touchdown. So, just worth a note. I guess he's wide receiver 3 for this team. Evans had a good day. Chris Godwin has returned. Took you 2 years.
But the Commanders was using Jaden Daniels like the Ravens were.
Yeah, with Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay, I am low-key concerned for this Bucks team, even though one of their... It should have been... If you actually think about it, there's a garbage time touchdown for this team. So it really was like 37-13 for Washington. They had just that garbage time touchdown. I keep forgetting I'm not just on YouTube, so I gotta specify. Brian Robinson looked good as a rusher as well. He's gonna get a lot of work stolen by Jaden, which is gonna suck. But it can also benefit him, which is good.
Yeah.
I wish he'd more heavily involved in pass game, but it's fine. Good game overall. Like, I liked what I saw from Jaden. I didn't like what I saw from their defense, but I liked what I saw from Jaden. And then for the Tampa side, I loved what I saw all around. I thought that actually this was a phenomenal game for them in every regard of the field.
Yeah, but my big thing with the Bucks is, can Baker keep this performance up? Because this is what we saw from Baker last year. True. And then inconsistency hit and just...
Yeah. Which, I mean, I still think they'll be a playoff team. Honestly, I think they have the division now.
Yeah.
Wrong for our predictions, but that's okay. Sunday night game. Man.
This is a heck of a game.
I got to watch the second half. Or, like, towards the second half. It was ugly. What I got to see for a while. Like, there was a couple, like, things I was like, oof.
This was a fun game. Well, the Rams' offensive line got beat up. They got, like, five injuries.
Yeah.
Within this offensive line. Because there was, like, 2 guys out already. 2 guys got injured. But,
I am upset at McVay. Corum needed to touch the field. He didn't touch the field. He actually didn't play a snap. outside of punt return or whatever, one of the two.
Yeah.
Jameson Williams. I'm just going off my thoughts on what I actually had written down for this game. Jameson Williams has finally arrived, which is great, all things considered, because Amon-Ra did nothing. But Jameson Williams is here, and hopefully here to stay. I hope.
Yeah.
Rushing-wise, David Montgomery was the primary ball carrier because they used him more.
In overtime.
Yeah, more in overtime.
Oh my gosh. Like, overtime was just handed off to Montgomery, handed off to Montgomery.
It worked.
And it worked.
I do expect it. Stafford, not a...
Jared Verse.
It's a good day, yes.
It was a good game for him.
Yes. Defensively, both teams were solid. Like, this didn't look like a bad defensive... How did... Hold up. Amon-Ra, what are you doing down here?
Getting a tackle?
He had a tackle.
Off Jerry Goff to interception.
Right, yeah. Blake Corum actually does record on the stat sheet with a tackle. That sucks. John Johnson had the Kirby Joseph. I don't like Kirby Joseph, but cool. Jordan Whittington had a touchdown called back. I was so disappointed. I thought he had that end-around touchdown. I was like, nice.
Yeah, the Rams, I love the Rams' offensive scheme. It is so good.
It would be better if they played Corum, but yeah. What, he sold? Right? He actually sold a fantasy team for me. It sounds so dumb, but it's such a weird, deep league that I had to play Corum.
But Kyron Williams had a good game this game.
Yeah, he did. He had a pretty good game.
But the Rams offense, they love the scheme or the motion, and that's what they kept doing with Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp was in motion nearly every. Yes, Cooper Kupp is officially back.
Took him 2 years, but he's back. I love to see.
Yeah, it. After Puka Nacua got injured, yeah, he got a lot more targets.
And that is why you don't overreact about a rookie quarter or rookie wide receiver. Did I tell you that? Who did I tell that? I forgot.
And no, you did not tell me that.
Just don't draft Puka if he was first round or second round. And well, I want to see why stuff like this happens. It's just a rule of thumb. Also, I want to touch on this. Tre'Davious White got burnt.
Cooked.
By Williams. Like, actually burnt.
He did.
On a couple plays. I don't know if you, like, on the Jameson Williams.
Yeah. Yeah, just, it was a beautiful route by Jameson Williams.
Yeah, the double move, perfect.
I could see both of these teams in the playoffs. 100%. 100%. Rams still look like a good team.
Yeah, they do.
Matthew Stafford had himself a game.
Yeah,
he
overall. Obviously, if he doesn't miss this read, they win the game. Like, he misses that read, the Lions guy picks it. They win the game if it doesn't.
Yeah, it was just an awful throw.
Just bad
throw. Awful decision.
I don't think he saw the defender.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Not a terrible day for either team at all. Lots of holding calls, I noticed, for the Rams team.
It's just... First time playing together.
Yeah.
It's week like, one. Guys, like, the center and guard ran into each other. It was just tough game, but.
Yeah. Everybody just ugly on all sides of the field.
Yeah. Jets 49ers.
Oof. Why did Tyrod go into the game?
Because it was like. 13 to
32?
Yeah. Or no, it was 19 to 32 and
interesting.
Like 3 minutes left and
oh my gosh, is that why I lost? Debo got sacked.
Debo had himself a game. Debo cooked.
Oh,
Jordan Mason. Oh my gosh, what a game. Dude.
Gallatin legend.
Gallatin. He's from Gallatin?
Yes.
Shout out. I did not know that.
Gallatin, Tennessee legend. People probably don't know. That is our rival high school. One of our rival high schools. So, Gallatin High School legend.
The great blocking scheme from the Niners for the rushing. That's what...
Phenomenal game for rushing, yeah.
It was... The 49ers are so good about that because they use wide receivers and their tight ends to block. Mm-hmm. They kind of use them like an offensive lineman where they're... I don't know. But if you know what I'm talking about.
Put them in motion.
Yeah, put them in motion. Yeah, give them assignments to block.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers looked good. He looked all right.
No, he didn't. Tyrod Taylor, QB1, there's your title.
Dude, what? I thought Aaron Rodgers looked all right in this game.
Alright, but like
it didn't look like he's coming back from that bad of an injury.
Yeah, but Garrett Wilson should have been your number one wide receiver. He should have had it. I'm just saying.
It's Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna throw it to his best friends.
And that's why I don't like him, and that's why I think he had a bad game. How did they score?
It was a flag and Floyd jumped offside, and
you
know,
figuring out where points came from. I count two touchdowns for the Niners. Did they kick that many field goals? Interception.
Jake Moody, yeah, he did.
6 field goals? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
20 points in fantasy? You're kidding. That's gross, guys. Come on. That's concerning. Yeah. I don't know much more on this
other than Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy had a solid day. I'll give it to him. Brock Purdy had a worse day.
Yeah. I still don't know. I don't know if I like the Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Hackett. But
Nathaniel Hackett sucks, okay? Another one you say. He sucks. He's the issue. I will forever say
100%.
Debo getting sacked, by the way, lost me a fantasy league because I think it counts for like 2 points. And it was Thursday.
Thursday is Bills
Dolphins. All right. Well, that's where we wrap up with this episode. Is we're gonna do the Bills Dolphins prediction, and then we're gonna wrap it up for the day, and we'll have this episode up, and then we'll have our Friday episode.
Yes. Who do you got in this game after week one?
Try not to overreact either way. I'm going to give it to the Dolphins because they're at home. And Dolphins beat the Bills at home, usually. I think Josh Allen has a day, but I just think the defense can't keep up with the Dolphins' offense. And so the Dolphins take it like a really good game fashion. Like, just it's going to be good all around. Both teams are going to score. I'd say probably 20 to 27 or something of that range. 24-27.
I'm thinking this could be a bigger blowout.
You do?
I think the Dolphins fix their problems they had in week one with the offense. Because if the Cardinals would have had better play calling, I think the Cardinals could have beat the Bills.
Agreed.
The Dolphins know what they're doing. They have a plan, and it did not look like the Cardinals really had a plan going out against the Bills.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it to the Dolphins. I'll say, I don't know, 35. Wait, am I doing correct math? 35?
Yeah.
Five touchdowns? Yeah. 35-17.
Fair. I could see it either way. I mean, it all depends on Josh Allen, and obviously it depends on the defenses.
Yeah.
So I could see it. We both have Dolphins, though, so.
Yeah, but.
Oops. There we are. I feel like that's where we wrap it up, though, for the day.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Draft Back Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.